Oh, it's totally recording. It
oh,
seems
wow.
to be functioning.
Yay.
Hello, hi. Internet. How you doing? Things been good? I thought so.
It's been a while.
This is the first episode of the Cubicorn Games podcast. It's a truly bad idea that we'll maybe try to do regularly.
I'm ready for it.
I'm hoping.
We're at Gen Con 2014, and I am joined by a cavalcade of idiots that I know and love.
I do resent that.
Accurate. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Gabe to my left, resenting
Hello.
That.
Thank you.
Fro right next to him.
I'm Fro.
He's the most opinionated.
I don't want to talk yet.
But okay.
Later, though.
Mm-hmm. Doug's went over from him. How you doing?
Hello.
Lorraine.
Doug, hello.
Hey.
And
How
Phil.
Hi, guys.
There we go.
Hi, Phil.
I literally did wave.
Yep.
Yes.
Phil is waving. Lorraine is blanketed.
It's cold, or at least it was.
My feet are blanketed.
Yes.
They have
hotels suck.
Beautiful.
I don't know. I'm actually feeling this room pretty well.
Yeah, you would.
Well, it's a lot better than the other room.
In the palatial Holiday Express in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana.
Right off of I-70.
Right off of Victory
Street. This is definitely not our first
Street.
Time here, but shout-outs to Indy. It's been really nice.
I like the
True
city of
that.
Indianapolis. It has football and basketball. That's all that really matters.
The pizza was delicious.
It was very good.
Pizza tends to be in cities.
This is true. There's often pizza located
on
in
list
cities.
On of things cities have.
I have a problem
pizza is generally on that.
I have a problem with America and pizza.
Whoa.
It's not good for you. So if you eat it, you're a fucking idiot.
It's true.
It's a trap.
Yo.
You were telling us earlier your theory of extremes of personalities of Gen Con.
We've discovered the essence of Gen Con this year. By accident.
It has been distilled in front of us in human form.
Yes. We were waiting for Doug, was it, I think?
No,
Doug
and, it was Fro for sure.
Fro picking up his badge, and somebody just walked up to us and started
middle
talking.
Middle of a conversation about, I think, was, I don't remember what we were talking about. They were watching Street Fighter Ultras without, the dynamic camera angles.
Mm-hmm.
And Makoto we
took the top
this.
Of the roof off.
Right.
Raging
was
Demon
cool.
was sick, mm-hmm. as usual.
The best YouTube videos are watched by four people at once on someone's iPhone.
In
while
a
waiting.
Circle in the middle
like
of the hallway.
Fire
mm-hmm.
in
like
the middle
in
of winter.
Middle school.
So yeah, this dude just like flies in on one leg like a Kuma and he's completely destroyed.
He was wearing a Bazinga shirt. He was probably
That's
pretty
true.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's another topic we will get
anyway.
To.
Anyway.
Bazinga.
I'm pretty sure he had no idea how a human has a conversation, because he just started talking opinions, and then whenever we said anything, he just got mad and repeated his opinions.
Very
about
forcefully.
Something that wasn't, like, a topic you should have opinions about.
Sounds like
randomly
me at the
talking
age of
about
14.
Offing someone, and he was going
he was
on about
saying that
tormenting...
Instead
in detail.
Of killing your opponent, you should torture them and break them and rip their feet off and their eyes out and
nose.
Their
real
nose
sociopathic
off their
feet,
brow.
Hands,
he really fucking
nose,
he was very serious
ears
about
maybe, and then eyes, I think, was maybe his, like, order.
Gouging's
I don't even
for
know.
The week.
The only
just
thing I was
kick
comfortable
in the ass
doing,
and drop him.
All I could do was just look at him and nod. And be like, sure.
And then,
so eventually he walked away.
As quickly as he
weakness.
Showed up,
he was gone.
He vanished.
And we encountered one of these people like that earlier today, too, when we were demoing Z, right? The Panini game, when that guy from Retro came up.
Oh, yeah.
That's much funnier.
Don't worry.
I know him.
This works in this game. This won't be in this game, excuse me. And I death stare him and say, good.
Josh, man. I hate you.
Shout out to Max Williams.
Hashtag Max Williams. Hashtag I hate that boy.
Hashtag Froing.
Hashtag Froing. But anyway.
Hashtag Fergie. Keep it real.
Shut up.
The reason I bring this up, the other essence from the story was this guy who didn't actually bump into us, but almost did.
Oh my
lord. We were going through the dealer hall. And without, like, making eye contact...
Missed us by a mile.
Yeah, not even close. And he just, like, in the software... Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I have never felt worse
sorry.
About doing nothing to no one.
Yeah,
I almost wanted to cup him by the ear and look him in the eyes and tell him, God damn it, it's okay.
All of us around will help
yep.
you.
No, but he was too far gone.
Sure. Because just to be clear, this dude was, like, basically a lost puppy... Just like wandering around Gen Con, not really even sure why he was there, maybe.
And like a lost puppy, he should have been put down.
It was like some shadow. Like a figment, like in the leaf in the wind.
How dare my existence have anything to do with yours?
So anyway, the culmination of this story, today I was using one of the very nice restrooms in the Marriott Hotel.
Exquisite.
Gorgeous, actually.
Not five even sarcastic. Like,
would poop in again. So I'm doing my business, and the guy next to me in the stall does a very foul noise, and like does knocks noise. On the wall of the stall and says, "Sorry about that." And then I can't say anything back. I don't know what to say in this situation. I don't know what etiquette is.
I believe the message of Gen Con is, if you don't want to come off as a punk, never say sorry.
Sure.
So, I leave. I hear him flush, whatever. I leave. The door is still closed. I wash my hands, take a couple seconds, walk out the door. The stall is still closed. I can only assume that he's just doing everything in his power not to make eye contact with me after that righteous fart.
Fart? Are you sure it was a fart?
I would say you
had described it as a little wetter earlier. you don't apologize for a fart. Like, you gotta paint a word picture for the people at home. This was like a dude dropping a water balloon off a rooftop.
there was no noise or anything hitting the toilet. It may have been a fart.
Go from a fart to a shit.
When the poop comes out, that's which.
There isn't always poop. I think the diarrhea still counts. There could be the lightest spray, and it's still fucking shit.
Bro is an expert on this matter.
I am a shit lord.
Five times a day.
Guys, some moments. We are not quite 7 minutes into doing this show. We are already talking about feces.
For the record, it is 1:38 a.m. on Saturday night after 2 days of Gen Con.
That is worth noting.
We've been up very late for far too many days,
and everybody's a little loopy right now.
This is my natural habitat.
Gen Con?
Actually,
or the Holiday Inn Express.
I was going to say 1:30, but those aren't lies.
Bro eats a lot of continental breakfast, you know what I'm saying?
That might explain my bathroom.
What do you got? I'll take it.
Hey, it was not bad.
Meats, meat, dehydrated eggs. Good meal. Five stars.
Would eat again.
Five stars and 2 bags of popcorn.
Without a shit up on Yelp. Call your congressman. Be positive for once. Stars. I went to a Holiday in Indianapolis. It was great. You guys are doing wonderful.
So, Phil, game-wise, or anyone else who could jump in here, what did you see in, like, maybe the dealer hall or the game room that you weren't necessarily familiar with but looked exciting to you?
To be honest, like, every game felt... Like, every time I walked by a game I had never seen before, in the back of my mind, I was like, I want to try that. But there were so many games that was completely unrealistic.
It's kind of remarkable just, like, how aesthetically... Games have matured to be things that you want to experience just by looking at them.
Right.
They're colorful, they have moving parts that you want to play with, they tend to have appealing themes, they're just neat.
That Japanese TCG that was almost definitely bad, but
it was gorgeous.
Yeah, you just wanted to play it the second you looked at it.
Yep. I saw it from like across the room, basically, and was drawn to it, and then Doug informed me what it was. What was that again, by the way?
I don't remember the name.
Okay. Let the man speak.
I bought a made playmat for a game I played once. Just based on its art alone.
For the record, anyone out there, it's
a
good 1v1 game.
I am a maid fetishist.
This is facts.
Cards
someday
on the table.
I hope to own my own maid.
Also facts.
Bro, I appreciate the fact that you're earning our explicit tag. Own
it. We have explicit?
We will. We will. Shit.
Like the tamest anime fetish you can have, though. Let's be
real here.
That is true. We walked by a Ferotica table at one point.
Oh, this is true. Boy. I was there.
Is that the only person who saw the cosplay deviant booth? Because like
I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
I don't think I was
there. There was a certain area.
By that, do you mean leather chaps or chaps in leather?
Do you mean like area?
A little of both. A little both.
Do you mean area of the con or area of the body?
Yes.
Yes.
A little of both.
Indeed.
But yeah, this indeed. Weekend I saw a man in a utility kilt use a urinal.
How did he get it out?
Just lift it up the front.
There you go. Say, what was your view like? Was that like from the front, from the back, or from like the side?
From the back.
I don't know what kind of Steven Spielberg-esque cinematography you had.
I have a picture of long socks that are the end, the absolute territory, far too great.
Like long socks on, like, who? What are we talking?
Talking like some long leg boy.
Okay. I'm more asking gender than anything else.
Man boy?
Gave us a little extra information, the age there.
I don't know, I wasn't there. I just have images in my head.
Okay.
I see what I see.
Very telling.
Do what I do.
It's true.
You want what I want.
Nobody wins.
Yep.
So let's talk about the tournament a little bit.
So yeah, so just for
that was why most of us are here.
I had no idea what was going on.
For the uninitiated, who is probably anyone who will never listen to this, because come on, let's be real.
Most of the six of you.
Hey, I will link this to my family.
Yep. Oh, but anyway,
five of you out there.
Sorry, they can all send me emails. It'll be wonderful.
You
I will respond to each one in kind.
The like button's there for a reason.
Too That's many true. Fuck words.
Okay,
like
now this is a certain part
not
of
enough
show
fuck words. That'll be our second email.
To fear me.
We're telling them about the game.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You have to
wait,
throw,
wait,
no, you have
wait,
to throw
wait.
The beer to me.
That was beautiful. That was the sound of PBR, which we are not being paid for. Fuck them. I don't know why I name dropped your
like
beer.
PBR. I just got it because I thought more people would like it. But Bush Light
that
Man, Bush Light
thinking.
For life.
No,
PBR
stop it. We're not
that
giving these away for free.
Yes, for
the
Nintendo
the
Wii.
I just made.
Then cut me.
It no longer has online.
Cut
like,
me, Mitch.
Like, physically cut me.
But, like, you can go on YouTube.
It's the only way you can still feel anymore.
Pokemon Battle Revolution announcer voices and you're really good stuff.
Ooh,
so
that's a nasty attack.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you like Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Hashtag Pokemon Battle Revolution. Hashtag that's a knockout. Hashtag big attack.
Torn apart by Special Red.
The Colosseum.
Oh, God.
Wrecked
by Rock Wrecker.
That is
that
not
was,
a brand.
That was
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah, I'll support Pokemon Battle Revolution.
I'll support Rex.
That beer, though, those
by
guys
Rock
have money.
Hashtag
Pokemon
Rex
has money,
by
too.
By
but we like
Phil,
Pokemon.
Have you heard from Shanane recently?
The cat or the PBR opponent?
PBR opponent.
No.
I wish. More than anything.
In the game of Pokemon Battle Revolution Online, my opponent was using, like, a very stereotypically black person as an avatar, and their name was Shanane. And I later named a cat after her.
Good.
That's all.
That cat was all black.
Phil is a spinster, by the way.
I am a spinster.
Basketball spinster.
And I've got, what's the name of the disease? Toxoplasmosis.
Goku's
toxoplasmosis. Or Goku's heart disease.
Yeah.
That's the
Urban Dictionary.
Let's get back to the tournament.
Speaking of Goku's heart disease.
We know what it's like to have a group of people who cannot make cut. A bunch of pathetic chumps, in fact. 2X world champions
exactly,
who
bro.
Are number
but,
9
but
and number 10 in this
using
world.
Using the card that only he can legally use, which is completely fucking broken.
This is true.
Yeah, anyway.
Questions, Morbido. Can you do it?
Let Dustin speak.
Who can't make cut at what? So
the Dragon Ball Z card game.
You did it!
By a bunch of nerds.
Congratulations.
Not a real version of it.
Tell
but
them what the game is.
Yeah. I didn't tell them what the game is.
Many years ago, eons have passed. Yes. When the dinosaurs roamed the earth, a company
in
called Score Entertainment released a product called the Dragon Ball Z collectible card game.
Why?
It changed our lives forever.
It's true.
We wouldn't know several people in the room if
true.
That...
Why?
Me not included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would
Lorraine
yeah,
not too.
You wouldn't know Lorraine
well,
did not put the DBZ card game.
That is true.
I guess.
I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't
because
either.
Wouldn't know
Butterfly flaps its wings and then
who knows?
I didn't play the Dragon Ball Z card game.
Titanic
became
some sort of
spaceship.
They should have
gotten
on
went
that.
To space.
I'll call yep. my screenwriter.
Let's call Ashton Kutcher.
The DBZ was good.
Yep. So it was a card game back in the day that we were all pretty good at. I won a large tournament called the World Championships. The year later, Phil won a large tournament called the World Championships.
Less large than the one that you won.
Slightly less large.
Slightly.
Toned still down his own E-peen. Very impressive.
Not my first rodeo. Yeah.
And now in the year of our Lord, 2014, a new company called Panini is releasing a slightly modified but essentially intact version of that game. And before that, they had a retro DBZ tournament.
Don't plug retro.
Okay.
Never play
right.
retro.
Don't play it.
Don't play retro. Is
whatever
right,
I what I just said. Don't Google it. It's not worth it. Just look for porn. Just put boobs into the Chrome.
Well. If you put boobs in there, you might get them too.
Non DBZ
boobs. Picture of Josh Morris.
I have concerned boobies as an insult in quite a few years.
Boob. The last time I can remember hearing it was Mr. Burns in an episode of The Simpsons.
That boob.
That dates it a little bit.
Mm. Steepled fingers, just releasing the hounds, as it were.
Or the sword, depending.
Mm-hmm.
DBZ.
All your hot, relevant
when
Dragon Ball Z card
hot.
Game references,
when you're
folks.
Hot, you're hot. Really, I'm the
now, Phil.
It's been a real long journey to this tournament.
Thank you, Douglas.
Time to party.
At least Joey the Dragon DiCarlo won.
And now he's celebrating at the Classy Chassis.
With a Dragon's victory.
That you can Google. If you're ever in Indianapolis and you would like a venereal
chassis.
Disease, look no further than our friends at the Classy Chassis. We'll get money for that. After the fact, I'll call someone.
As long as we get a
pro
decal.
Can call someone.
That's what I call.
Get some stickers, some Nyan Cat stickers with tits on them.
By the way, if the guy who got my Nyan Cat dollar bill is listening to this, I apologize.
But also, happy birthday.
Yes, also belated happy birthday.
Thank you, Fro.
I did it.
Your bodily
that
functions.
Was the wings that you served us.
I said I wouldn't edit this, and I won't. But damn.
That was the beginning of Disturbs Down with the Sickness via a belch.
In D major.
I don't know. Is that right? You're the audio guy. Come on.
I don't know what I'm doing. We've established that.
Oh.
This will never air.
I think
this will never
air.
Like, it will, but no one will click it, so it's okay.
Yeah, it'll all be fine.
Be in the archives.
Speaking of card games, I taught you Yomi earlier this week. So, one of my favorites. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I obviously... Gabe knows that I have a long history with playing random fighting games. I play a lot of Street Fighter 4. I'm not good at it, but I enjoy it crazy.
Fro just flashed his boob at us. We're not totally sure
Dustin
why.
And I weren't looking.
I've heard
Dustin
my eyes.
Saw.
I am a gentleman.
Thank God.
Anyway, Yomi looked actually pretty cool, but I've never played it before.
No,
I was too busy listening to the couple squabble
game.
Behind
what
us about
is it?
Whatever
is it
card game.
Challenge game or
sounded
it
like fists were going
to
fly.
You have health points, you need to deplete your opponents.
Oh, so it's a domination type game.
That's a good phrase for it.
It's really fun. It's very plays quick. I mean, obviously a TCG game is going to play slower. It's 1v1.
Sure.
There are rules for 2v2 and 2v1. They're not very good, I'll be honest. I will not plug so into that.
How
extent,
many minutes does the game take?
Assuming both not people long. Know how to play the game, it's probably a 10 to 15 minute game.
Would you play them back to back?
Yeah, usually it's the
round
actual format is 2 out of 3.
Round
if you play
one.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You play quick 2 out of 3, you beat the crap out of each other, and you have yourself a jolly old time.
Somebody
sounds
uses
like
an ultra.
Sometimes people get kind of salty in that game, but the reason I bring it up, there's a really popular franchise right now called Battlecon. It's part of the Indies World series, I believe. Don't want to get too much into it, but basically, I play the 2 a lot. And I want to talk about that Battlecon's made me realize I really don't like deterministic games. And I was trying to figure out why that was.
What do you mean by deterministic?
So, a deterministic like chess. Like you see the field, there's no surprises, no randomization.
Everything
sure.
is what it
it's
is.
It's a solvable it problem.
Exactly. There's mind games you play your opponent, and in Battlecon it's simultaneous action resolution, so you both reveal your cards simultaneously, which means there's some element of guessing involved, but there's no randomness to the game outside of that. I realized playing Yomi, that gets really boring. it sounds stupid, and I really hate saying that.
It's
like factual
that every time you play a game where it doesn't change much, it gets old real quick.
And to solve that in Battlecon, they included like 40 fucking characters, and they're not interesting, but it gets a buy from a lot of people because like the world has a cool anime art style or something.
And
people care about that.
Yeah, I know. And Serlin's a huge douche, and that totally works against Yomi, which I will own up to. But it leads to people being like playing different matchups just so it makes the game different instead of being able to play the same two characters against each other over and over again and get something different out of it.
Well, that's kind of good, but at the same time, when you're thinking that much, sometimes you just end up not having fun against not having fun.
Oh, yeah. So there was a guy we met at the con, Trirent. We played a he taught us a game. He was the guy who taught us that game with the dies that, or dials that you spin.
Lord,
what a moron.
Yeah.
Make sure if you ever tell somebody how to play a game, you start with score and you go from there.
Hold on, Phil, what was that?
I believe this game was called Lord or Lords of Zidit.
Yes,
X-I-D-I-T.
That was actually quite a bit of fun. So
that's something we can all talk about.
Something that we should actually plug for real, too. Like, it was a good time. And we had a lot of fun doing that.
Made by the same
I was too busy gluing my fingers together to play, but it looked fun.
It was very entertaining to watch.
I'm
I was
glad
playing
you didn't
Spelunky.
Cut yourself.
Yeah, so this actually
kinda
segues really nicely, not just because of the dude
that
who taught it to us, but because it has simultaneous action resolution as the main mechanic.
What?
So everyone has a dial, or a tablet, I guess.
Of
that
dials.
Is
six
dials. Yeah, six dials on it.
And you essentially play in six turns, all at once.
If you played Robo Rally, it's very similar to that. Where everyone secretly selects their actions and then reveals them at once, and then you resolve them going around the table one at a time. And there's a bunch of other games you can do, whatever. Walk the Plank, I think, does the same more or less.
Like
similar.
Obviously, it's
much
a little
less
meatier than that.
I remember
yeah.
that.
It's also one of those games
yeah.
where you never have to worry about doing the same thing over and over again in a game. You have the same goals a lot of the time, but you have to get around what other players are doing. And there's always a new obstacle at a new time, and you always have to think ahead. And
the board changes very quickly, and six turns is a lot of time.
Sure.
So if you are pretty good at it, you can predict what the board's going to look like in six turns and
you
take advantage of it.
The way it works is there's five monsters on the field at a time. There's 22 spaces you can get to, I believe, and there's roads connecting each one, which each costs a moving point to get between. And killing a monster just takes one action. And you can see the next two monsters that are coming up. So, sorry about that. There is an off-mic incident.
Fro is suppressing his...
So basically, what you
can
is bodily functions
can't handle
for the
bodily
show.
Function.
So you can see, because the monsters have numbers on them, so you know which tile it's going to go to when it comes into play. And you can do things like set up, if you know your opponent's going to go kill a monster, you can get to the spot that the next one's going to spawn on and just, like, set your action to kill it the turn it's going to spawn if you're really good at prediction. And sometimes not really good because it's
sometimes
really
you,
obvious.
You do
sometimes,
your math wrong and
sure.
you wasted
sometimes
a turn.
Sometimes you mess up,
sometimes
it's really obvious, or sometimes you make big plays and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Phil worked as a team, and
we kind of
their win didn't
yeah,
count.
Their win didn't count. They won, by the way.
It was a little unrealistic having us bounce ideas against each other and all, but...
we whispered sweet nothings into each
other's
ears.
It was very intimate.
I was next
very
to them.
Pure.
It was.
I would love to see a version, maybe not a version of the game, but like a play of that game that was 10 people and each was a team of two.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be really funny. Like, essentially a player and an advisor.
Yeah.
And
set like a 40-second time limit per dial setting period, just like a clock that you hit.
Every game
sure.
would benefit from having a chess clock.
Mm-hmm.
A phrase I've said earlier this week.
It's true.
Repeating.
Yep. And also, if you had two people working together and they knew what they were doing, you would have this equal
if you have
amount
one
of
person knowing what they're doing,
yeah.
sure. they don't
and chess
need
it's much easier to teach the game that
like
way.
Like Gabe said earlier, chess is actually a decent analogy, not like in terms of complexity for that game, but basically the whole game is predicting moves ahead within a turn and then predicting those turns. So as you select your six actions within a round, basically... You're thinking both within that round what the other players around you are going to do, and then maybe one or two like sets of rounds later what they might do, and trying to react to that as well. So I don't know. I had a lot of fun playing that.
It's a good mind game. Dustin came in second, so I call him 1.5, slightly above myself, who is a non-player.
You're an NPC.
But everybody else.
Thank you,
Fro.
I'm
advisory role.
I did have the most of the thing you actually needed to win the game. I just didn't have the. Thing you needed to not get eliminated before that point.
Yeah, it's hard finishing a marathon with a broken leg.
It is. Let me let Phil tell you about that.
Oh, damn.
No.
That was low.
Speaking of Phil.
What?
Fear me.
don't actually, please. I don't want Phil Fro to rush through the bathroom, through the mics. There's not
more.
A lot of space.
Yeah, we're a little cramped in here. I'm stuck against the wall a little bit, like... If Lorraine were to kick the table out into me, we would have to, like, jaws of life me out of this hotel room.
Gabe is pulling bologna, or possibly turkey.
It's turkey,
but
it's turkey
Oscar
bologna.
Meyer turkey out of the refrigerator.
Yo, turkey bologna me. I'm gonna roll that sumbitch up and shove it in my mouth.
No. laying down the law on this one.
Phil, beer me.
I just realized Doug is drinking the beer I pulled out for you.
He ganked it.
Throw you like a little beer with your bologna? Is that what we're learning about you?
Please don't do that.
Oh, that wasn't as good.
No, that's okay. I like that. It was I'm all right good. With the...
Thank you very much.
I'm all right with the Foley work.
Your support is very well appreciated.
That's the last one for... Until you finish that one.
That's all I wanted to
get. What I'm saying is I got your back.
I actually head faked.
Really?
That is a lie, and I'm going to sip it just to tell you.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
That's the sound of a beverage being drank.
I somehow knew that was going to make its way in here.
That's the sound of breathing alcohol. Don't do it, kids.
No, froze sipping.
Didn't want it.
Sure. Public service announcements over here.
Fellas,
more you know.
Don't fall for this.
Don't drink if you're under 21. Unless you're in like a basement and you're poor, then you have nothing better to do.
Probably.
I mean, don't do it, but
so
I won't judge you personally.
Google jug wine.
You probably shouldn't.
So we went to this really cool gathering last night.
The jug laws.
No, definitely
weren't
not.
It was surprising. Well, not surprising.
Not surprising.
Does anyone remember the name of the place? It was actually at...
The Circle Market or something like that?
It was in the Circle.
Your memory is better than
the bar. I have no idea.
Tomlinson?
It was...
It's the only bar that's on the second floor of the Circle Market.
It's the only thing aside from tables that is on the second floor of the Circle Market.
It's also a market right by the penitentiary in Indianapolis, which
Woo!
Isn't the greatest landmark, but you know where it is. You've been there.
I have.
Yeah, you have.
If you need bail bonds,
there's like 80 stores.
There's a lot of options.
There's also a Subway that closes at 9 o'clock for whatever reason.
Yeah.
There's also a really nice chocolate place right there. But anyway,
it's a series of food trucks, essentially, that are businesses inside of a hall with a bar on the second floor.
And the beer is pretty good, but it was the worst $9 macaroni and cheese I've ever eaten.
Damn.
I
would disagree.
I didn't have it. I can't contest that.
It was good.
It looked all right. Doug, can I just ask, how many $9 macaroni and cheeses have you eaten?
An embarrassing amount.
I believe that. I would give the same answer.
I will honor the BLT with egg, though. It was on a croissant. It was pretty good. It came with a salad that I did not want.
It did a
want.
Number on your hands.
Me and Dustin are going to have a physical embrace now over our very enjoyable nachos.
We had a silent high five.
They were some habanero, quesadilla, some bitchin' things or
there
something.
There were eggs involved. Yeah.
There were eggs involved.
A thing that I've learned is I'll order pretty much anything if you put a fried egg on it. Like, I just don't give a shit.
Cholesterol be damned. Mm-hmm. Good meals ahead.
Yep. It's Gen Con. I feel my heart slowing every minute that we're continuing to sit here.
The Dragon Ball Z card game did almost take two lives today of dear friends.
True.
Number 9 and number 10. They can't
those
make
are
cuts.
Our new nicknames until
yep,
we win
what
we
got.
Tournament.
Until we win a tournament.
Android number 9 and Android number 10.
Is it only for retro? Because I still never plan to play in another retro tournament.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
So I'm doing okay.
To be fair, like having a bad record in retro is like having a bad record in
we
fucking
had
CFL.
Above 500 records.
There you go. It's true.
How's that?
Chad Johnson, if you're watching out there, do a little dance. Shut your damn mouth.
Sure. And it's overall, it's still fine. Like I said, after the tournament, it's totally fine. Like I would probably never play in another retro tournament. I don't think it's for me. It's not where I'm at in my life at the moment.
It's not you, it's me.
But Panini
made up
Dragon
cards
Ball Z
by.
Is where I'm at.
Most likely.
It's
but
like
I mean, for
the
people who
want to
do that,
if
people still want to get together and play that old game with like as weird as it got
with
all the millions of strange broken cards that ended up coming out over the years.
By 32-year-olds who look like 54-year-olds.
Whoa.
A bunch of old damn men.
Without naming names, someone aged a lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, I know what you did last summer, and I'm gonna cut your throat, boy.
But I mean, like, seriously, if those guys like doing that, and people show up and have fun, like, that's all that really matters. Go have fun.
We're judging you.
Play your weird card games
that are
kind of unbalanced, but everything's unbalanced. All things are on fire all the time.
Chess is balanced.
It was, but we
the balance
trusted.
Isn't like the end all of a game.
That was kind of my point.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is not,
which isn't to say that chess
it's
is
not
bad
a, it's not really an issue of balance. It's an issue of design.
Yeah, that's
sure.
It's,
yeah,
the
yeah,
game
is
just
well.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. So to give more context about the old Dragon Ball Z card game in general, like it was kind of designed by no one. Like when they first got the license, nobody at Score knew how to make a game.
And
it
the wording
the first
was
couple sets, yeah, were just ramshackle piles of nonsense that somehow sort of functioned.
Mm-hmm. But DBZ was at the peak of its popularity, and it made buku bucks just off of Walmart purchases and kids spending their allowance.
And it had ups and downs. Eventually it got
better.
Much better and was a lot of fun to play. And then, like every other competitive card game, competitive anything, it had its ups and downs. People made good cards. They made terrible cards.
It's not a bottle. That doesn't work. Fucking idiot.
So, back to Gen Con proper.
Sure.
Conversation.
White people are terrifying.
Often, yes. But that
was true.
Actually where I was
factual.
Though it does actually relate.
Every year, Gen Con makes me despair more for the state of humanity.
And makes me better about myself.
But
I'm maintaining, if anything. It's about the same.
Yeah, that's about right for me, too.
It's the same, or maybe even a little
worse.
The
worst people aren't the people at Gen Con.
Sure.
I was telling Doug earlier today that a couple days ago I saw someone wearing a shirt in 2014 that said, "I'm not antisocial, I'm anti-stupid." And
oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's like mm-hmm. the thing we've all heard of. And I don't... How? Like, I understand that Gen Con's like the time where you're amongst your, not friends,
nerdy
but,
peers.
Yeah, peers, thank you, exactly. Why those who understand you or whatever. But how do you think it's okay to show up in, like, the shittiest t-shirt?
A shirt that says, "I am above you."
And, like, not even, I mean, that's obviously
when you want to
example.
Find people who are above you.
I think there are worse examples.
There are.
Sure, definitely. Yeah, that's not even a shirt that I would call nerd exclusive, but
no.
It's definitely not good. And most of the time, I try to avoid t-shirts with text on them.
Like,
nothing good's going to come of
black
it.
Black t-shirt with
graphic
text
t-shirts
on it, like,
with things like Cleveland Cavaliers on them. I
bet
you bought that shirt after LeBron signed.
I did not.
Like a fucking...
Or Payless shoes.
Right. Hey, man, I got...
That's below the belt, okay?
It's true.
Imagine how cool you would be to walk in a Gen Con membership that said Payless shoes.
You would probably be cooler than about 80% of the,
85.
Sure.
85, that's a hard 85.
The actually cool thing to wear to Gen Con would be to cosplay as the Indianapolis Colts.
There you go.
It's true.
You said it. It's going to live on the internet long after we're all dead, so now we have to do it.
Now we have to do it.
Also,
I'm already dead.
Anyone listening to this and has plans to go to Gen Con in the future and cosplay, do it. It's cool. But go as a cosplay that makes sense for Gen Con instead of your costume that you would just wear to any anime
convention
or whatever. Like, I don't get it. Like, go as like
a game character.
Wear whatever you want.
Or wear whatever you want.
Sure.
Don't listen to that white person.
There are only so many places
that's
you can cosplay.
You can't be a 6 foot tall Krillin. You can't be a 5'4 Sagat. And
we didn't actually see one of those, though.
Yeah, I don't think we saw it. That was
I know, it's an example. Like, right. Sagat's tall. Excuse me. I don't expect a Zangief to ever really, like
he's just crushing dreams on the internet.
You know what? Zangief isn't real.
Bro.
Sure.
But Sagat
war is over.
Sagat's for the... Bob Sagat is real. I've seen America's Funniest Stone videos.
You know what?
And
you saw a hologram.
No, nobody's seen Full House.
Nobody has
and,
seen Full
and live to tell the tale.
I've seen that house.
They had their faces melted, Raiders of the Lost Ark style.
I will say this, though. The edited version of an episode where all of the pieces, like, all of Michelle was cut out of Full House is one of the most amazing things you can find on the internet.
That sounds like Garfield without Garfield.
It's amazing.
It's that. It's exactly that. It's like
no audio, no pictures. This person, like, painstaking. It wasn't a whole episode,
I don't
think.
Yeah, that sounds a
lot more. No, it's just like 30 or 40 second chunks of
but
individual
just,
episodes.
Like, edited her out completely, and it is amazing.
Where the rest of the family is just talking to no one.
That sounds pretty good.
It's great.
It's real
kind of unreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I'm surprised you knew a character name in Full House. That was my initial reaction.
I can't... Uncle
there's,
Jesse, there's
you know,
two...
Just like
all right.
Shelby.
Everyone here is surprising.
I grew up in a house
of
girls.
Yeah, the only character I know is the Olsen twins, and that's how I know them.
And what's his name? Oh, Bob Saget, of course.
Wait,
John Stamos.
Stamos.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Right.
Stamos!
There you go.
John Stamos from being in Full House and... tricking women into touching him in yogurt curls.
And being referenced in
really,
Clone High.
Really
watch Clone High,
awkward.
Kids.
It's a good show.
It is
Man, Clone High. Shit, I don't think I've heard someone mention Clone High in like a couple of decade or more. That's awesome.
I love that show when I saw it when I was a kid. I loved it even more when I saw it later.
Alright. He's really smug about that.
You find out.
Stay tuned for episode 2. Where you find out how long ago Fro saw Clone High.
Right. This is going to involve math. Yep, drunken math.
Fro will give us updates on how Clone High is going.
Maybe I should just...
Well, whatever. I mean, Lorraine and I have been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so hell literally yeah. Everything old is new again.
And getting the card
game. Yeah, I bought a shitload of those cards.
Class of 1999.
More wonderful trading card games like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer collectible
card game.
The
same company that made the DBZ card game.
I'm about to take Gabe out. Like, we're going to rock.
Nice dinner.
And then we're going to roll, and I'm going to take him out to a nice dinner. I'm going to lay him down on his back with my knuckles.
Tenderly caressing his face. Sounds with your knuckles.
The sexualization of violence is not okay.
That's true.
Thanks, Fro.
He's right.
The more you know.
You haven't said anything better than that all day.
The sexualization of violence is so fucking hot.
Alright.
That's our second take. Well, if you don't like the other there one, Gene.
One of them his maid fetish.
I'm assuming that's what most people do in political ads. Just like just in case the winds change. Yeah. Just like, I love/hate global warming. Just cut abortions in the one that people want the all. Most.
I have a strong feeling. For
tiny American flags.
There's one thing I like, and that's dead babies and dead criminals. Vote neutral.
The beige party.
Sure.
Wait a sec.
Dead criminal babies.
Hell the fuck yeah. I like that she's playing on her phone in your phone background.
I don't know. It's still being huge. Like it seems to be getting bigger every year still, which is kind of scary.
A natural evolution from the last couple years.
It was 49,000 people last year.
Probably bigger this year.
I know.
We'll know for sure in a couple of days.
But their website is still in 2006.
Sure. Well, yeah. So it's awful. Gen Con IT clearly hasn't updated since the attendance has increased. But
and they've hired that same mediocre artist every year.
Oh, who did that artist fuck? Like, really?
Everyone in
the game room. Not me.
Here we go.
Bring that up. Oh, man. Historically, you could go in this room at Gen Con.
Video game room.
Yes, video game room. The other game room is pretty good. So you go in the video game room traditionally, and you play video games. There's setups. There's Wiis.
There's a company that comes out, basically. They've been doing this for, like, most of recent Gen Con, probably the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
but they'll come
years.
Out. They'll set up a bunch of new consoles, a bunch of retro consoles. And people could come and free play stuff and just kind of hang out. And it was an amazing thing to do when you were, like, between, like, a tournament or demoing something. Mm-hmm. And you just wanted to go kill 20 minutes, like, beating Mario 2.
And it was open all night,
too. Yes, and it was open all night historically. So, Gabe, drop us the bomb on what happened this year.
They're charging money.
Like, a lot of money.
They're charging $6 an hour for access to some laggy-ass TVs. No one in the room ever.
Got them.
Fucking, it was $20 a day?
Yes, and $6 an hour minimum. Day. It was $6 an hour before, like, 4 p.m. and
yes.
8
and
after
eight
that.
After.
Yeah.
And they weren't open.
20 for a day.
Which if you wanted 4 days, it would cost you as much as the Gen Con Pass.
Yeah. Hashtag.
I think that's what they were going for.
For some context, the game library at Gen Con, which is just wall-to-wall board games, you can sit down, play with your friends, whatever, cost $4 for 10 hours?
I think it was 12.
12 hours, okay.
And that's when things you could actually harm, not just controllers, which are going to get beat up and wore out anyway. So
people used to bring their own setups to these tournaments.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if like, they just realized they couldn't afford it, and they really need to monetize it in some way, or they just thought they could monetize it in some way.
In which case, I bet next year it'll be back to normal.
A bunch
hopefully.
Of old white people saying,
yeah, again, that's,
video games must be popular with the Chiltons, let's go get some money.
That's still a thing, like, vote with your dollars, folks. We are endorsing, like, don't, if you are at Gen Con this year, or you come in future years, don't pay money for the video game room.
Also get new TVs. They're really laggy.
Also download cars.
Although, if you did pay money for the video game room, they might be able to get new TVs. Oh, God.
We should talk to them and say, if we paid, what is it? I think it's like $10 tomorrow. Maybe $12.
Yeah, sure. Sunday was $12.
You can buy me a new TV. Get the shit out of here. Yeah, I don't know. That was a real bummer. So I hope they either do go back to the way it was before or find some middle ground. Like, they can charge much less or somehow work it out with the convention to, like, have them pay for it directly, since they must make ungodly amounts of money at, for $80 for a weekend pass and like 50 or 60 for a single day.
There was kind of a funny story as to how we found out about the money. I mean, granted, there were signs, but nobody read the signs.
Yeah,
we just went in, and there. I mean, there were tables. I think they were also kind of maybe setting up a little bit, because I mean, there weren't as many tables barring the door from the TVs when we got there initially. So we just walked in. We were looking around at the obscene amount of brawl stands that were everywhere.
There
was one
melee setups.
One Project M or two?
One Project
I think there were
M.
two. No,
there were two.
Were the guy,
there
the guys,
were two.
The guys next to you, Gabe and that other random guy who were playing,
who
had one.
I love her face.
Yeah.
She's
and then there were two
original Smash.
Smash N64 ones that we were actually started playing. We played like maybe
two
even
matches.
Like two whole matches on that, the four of us, and then
shout out to Donkey Kong's Up Air, and that came by the way.
And then Gabe played like two or three.
We
Project
each
M.
played Project M
yeah.
once against that.
And then this guy comes over and asks, like, one of them is like, do you have wristbands? And we're all just, like, looking at him, like,
sure.
What?
I'm 21.
And
yeah, basically.
And he's like, then he dropped that knowledge on us, and we all promptly dropped the controllers and left the hall.
And, like, it was both, it was kind of like a low blow to us without knowing, like, oh, really? It cost that much money? But at the same time, like, I felt bad for
that
dude, because it was just, he was one more, like, kind of beleaguered nerd who was actually working there, and he comes up, he's like, hey guys, can I see your wristband?
That guy's gonna meet much angrier people than us, or at least
more
willing to be angry at him.
Yeah, I would like.
We were just more flabbergasted than outwardly raised.
Reasonable enough to know that he's the messenger.
Correct. Yep. So I mean, we booked out of there and didn't give him a hard time because he's just doing what he has to do.
Shout outs to Sad Nerd working the video game room at Gen Con.
That's right. I'm sure you had, like Phil said, if you had much more aggressive confrontations than. And when we left that room, so I'm sorry that you probably didn't have the greatest weekend.
But maybe it'll help lead to a brighter tomorrow.
Maybe.
That's right, your sacrifice will not be in vain, hopefully.
It's the other thing, the game room only had like 7 or 8 people in it that didn't work there.
Yeah, it was definitely sparse
it
compared
to
like
jam-packed.
Previous years.
I've never been in the game
party
room
all
before
the
past 2 years I've been here because it was so full and I had no reason to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a shame. So that's a bummer. But I mean, like, overall, like, we've been doing this for, how many? I say I have my
12 years
my old,
since it was in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the Victorious, the old, one of the old prizes for the DBZ card game is stamped with a date. It says 2001 on it.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I have been, I don't think, I haven't been to every one in that gap, but I have technically been coming to Gen Con for 13 years, and I can feel my blood turning to dust.
I think this was my 9th in a
sentence.
Row.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I'm surprised by that.
I might have missed one.
This is my 4th.
This is my 3rd
once
ever.
Once in high school.
Ever.
That was a bad one.
You're going to turn into a lifer, Lorraine.
Goody.
You'll be back every year.
Thank God.
You get to hang out while we play in DBZ tournaments.
Oh, that was fun.
Looked like you were having a ball.
Oh, yeah.
You painted a thing.
I
Your
did.
Your turtle is really cool.
All of Friday, while they were playing DBZ, I was not playing DBZ and
for some reason,
meandered around the dealer's hall and did a fun activity called Paint and Take, where you just sign up for like a million hours of waiting to paint a tiny miniature for free. And it was really fun. I got this cool little turtle guy that you can't see because it's not video.
Attempting to reach across the room and grab
we'll shove it at the microphone.
Yep.
Make it make a noise. There you go.
Yep,
that
you
was actually Lorraine.
See, it is really cool. Like her little crazy.
I did it last
figuring.
Year
he's partying,
too.
He's got his arms up in the
but
air.
But this one looks better.
Yep, you did a lot of detail on this. Like I'm still surprised how
I
well you did
impressed.
With how little time you had because you finished this thing in like a half an hour.
Maybe I could have sat there all day if I wanted to, but I was hungry at that point, and it was like 3:30, and I had not had food since 9 o'clock.
Yep. And you missed the DBZ area.
Oh
you
darn!
You need to come back.
Oh my gosh!
Sure.
Yep.
So I kind of want to describe this more, but I think I'm trying to remember.
We can just post
I did
a picture.
Yeah,
on
I did a bunch
Twitter.
Of updates on the site to support podcasts. I think I can put an image on each episode. So
or
if I can,
just
I'll take a picture of this thing
us
and
on Twitter.
And if not,
episode one,
you'll never see it and probably kill yourself because you'll never know how beautiful this miniature was.
We apologize.
I have not seen
the
it.
Police.
If God
it's
were a
right.
turtle and a miniature,
if God were a miniature turtle.
Can I eat it?
No.
I don't recommend
I mean,
it. I can't imagine.
Can't imagine anything.
Probably not.
On that is good for you.
I guess the paint did say non-toxic, so maybe.
Eat is go.
Eat is go.
That was good. Jeez, that one you didn't even hold up, and I got most of that. This is beer.
Third for the podcast.
Third for the podcast.
To be clear, these are all Froze beers. No one else. Doug had a little bit of one, I think.
I had the whole thing.
Okay, Doug had a beer.
Doug's drunk.
Now he's passed out in the corner.
Yeah, I'm totally dead.
Okay. Current Doug Cannon is dead.
We have confirmation.
Doug has a lot of lewd stuff on his Tumblr.
Thanks for
hashtag Doug is a pervert.
Is that what you said?
He's among friends.
So what kind of Tumblrs are you into, Doug? Hashtag
Love
Doug.
Live.
Hashtag Doug's butt Tumblr.
Hashtag dog fort.
Hashtag dog fort. It's a pretty great picture of a dog and like a blanket and pillow fort, just his face on the side of the couch.
If you don't follow incriminating things on Tumblr, you must be some sort of gentrified little punk boy. I follow shoujo shit all over the place, and I'm as man as it gets.
I'm lewd.
I follow lewd shoujo.
Alright, that's different.
That's different. It's not...
Oh, God. Even.
I can only attack my brothers.
He's fallen into a deep, deep hole here.
Welcome to the end of the fucking rabbit's hole.
Gen Con.
Gen Con's dead.
Come join us next year. It'll
sure.
be good.
Yeah, absolutely. I still full-heartedly endorse that. Like, it's always a good time. There will be plenty of weirdos. There will be plenty of not weirdos.
Half of the fun is seeing the
correct.
Weirdos.
Bring a friend. I wouldn't say come to Gen Con alone. No. Like, don't do that. If you have one or
sad
two, like, roughly
sorry.
Like-minded people who you can hang out with and just sort of see the experience and let it wash over you as thousands and thousands of people are buying board games and
I
dressed in costume it. And...
Buying costumes.
Yeah. Crowded together buying dead games from 15 years ago.
Sure. Yeah,
pennies.
If you're in the Midwest and you have a couple people who you can come out and appreciate that stuff with, like, by all means, do it. It's a bunch of fun.
Indianapolis.
If you have
fun
a dot hack deck box in decent shape, hit me up.
We are collecting dot hack deck boxes
and dragon booster deck boxes.
Dragon booster is
real. We're set on that account right now.
You never know.
But you never know.
My big advice for enjoying a Gen Con is getting a hotel that is within walking distance of Gen Con. It
definitely
sounds silly,
helps.
But it's like being able
you
to
have
just,
to plan
like
stupid early.
To get, like a meal.
Yeah, that's
this
an excellent
huge.
That's an excellent point, Gabe. Because like seriously,
hashtag
like,
Gen
we didn't
Con
quite
tips.
We, some plenty of years we planned ahead and known like what we were going to do and how long we were going to be here and all that stuff. But this year it was like a little last minute. We kind
of
decided like 2 or 3 weeks before that we were definitely coming. And you cannot get hotels downtown unless you are like on point in like February to lock stuff down and like and make a reservation. And Gen Con is always in mid-August, to be clear. So, I mean, you have to be months in advance if you actually want to get, like, a nice hotel room downtown.
Yeah,
but if you do, it really helps.
Get out there, do it tomorrow. It's a lot simpler than trying to screw with it later.
Sure. And, I mean, there's multiple reasons for that. But the big one is, like, if you come down here with people who are into, like, games, like, if you play, like, Magic or other card games or if you're into board games and stuff, like, you're probably all not going to do the exact same thing for the entire show. So, I mean, it lets people come and go as they please.
Yes.
Like, people can go meet other people they know or, like, take different demos at different times and just kind of hang out. And, like, ultimately, everybody doesn't have to be synchronized to a single car that has to go back to the hotel at a set point in the night. So that's
like
definitely been helpful
with
in the past.
Two cars.
Yes.
Hotels that are not really close to each other at all.
Opposite sides of the city.
It's really exciting.
Also, you can get a playmat with Yonkut on it.
And get it signed by.
Maybe they might have been one edition. Maybe they won't have them next year.
Yeah,
maybe
I will sell you mine for $100 next year at Gen Con.
Price
I'll
is
sign
only going to go up.
I will sign it.
I will buy it for $101.
I'm
going
to say if Gabe sells his Nyan Cat playmat on the internet, we will all sign it. Someone might draw a penis on it. I don't know.
I don't want
that's
it.
What my
I
signature is. Like
somebody
anyway.
Might wear like a poncho. Somebody might go watch Superbad instead of playing the last tournament of a game he played.
That was me. I'm
maybe
sorry.
You'll wear it as a bib to Steak and Shake.
Never happened.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get that picture tomorrow.
Yeah, there's still time.
Fro eating Steak and Shake with the trading card game playmat for a bib. I'll like pre-treat it for you. I'll rub a few, like, I'll just put some mustard on it and just kind of smear it in.
You know what? As long as it ends up on either my face, wait, no, that is definitely not okay to say, but on the bib, I'm up for anything.
You're clearly actually approaching drunkenness, because I'm not sure.
I'm talking about sexual finishing on the thing.
Thank you, bro. Put these chicken biscuits away now.
Gabe, these chicken biscuits away now.
Shout out to Old Tennessee.
Hashtag biscuits.
Anyway.
And Ferg.
Yep.
Fergie life.
That's true. It is still incredibly late. I think we're going to try to wind this down because everybody's ludicrously tired.
Kill cops.
Does anyone have any final words on Gen Con or the weekend or just like what you're doing right at this very moment? How do you feel on the inside?
Hate.
Call and let us know.
Melancholy, actually. Oh, we were asking the viewers, not us.
No, I am talking to you. I'm just being an asshole. Oh. Anyway, big game. Feel free.
I feel it went fast. I feel
sure
it
did.
It really did. Yeah, this weekend flew by. It was here and
Wednesday
now it's gone.
Next year.
Yeah, I'm absolutely for sure. Down for a Wednesday trip next year.
Yeah, we should do that and plan ahead, as we stated previously. Like,
yes.
Planning ahead helps if you can manage it.
Yeah, get a hotel room. Not in the anime hotel, though. Don't do that.
or do
Which is,
if
is that
that's
the,
what you're into.
Is that the Marriott? Like, not
that's
the GW,
the
but the Westin.
Yeah. Westin,
yeah. There you go. So we're still giving pro tips. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
maybe
if you need scotch tape and Tylenol,
Westin.
You get it for about $10.
to be Doug, do you have the
1061.
That's right.
Awesome. Bro, yeah. any final words? You're on your phone right now, listening
to
voicemails, maybe?
I wonder who I could be calling.
I think Fro might be done because he's calling me across the table from 4 feet away.
You better answer.
I'm here. I mean here in person, Fro.
No, I need to be the first caller.
I'm still waiting for the hotel staff. We already went over this.
That's
not
right.
Gonna call me back. He never calls me back. Nobody ever calls me back.
I'll call you back.
If anyone wants to come to the Holiday Inn Express southeast of Indianapolis,
someone
save me.
This will go up after we're gone. So
please. Please come save me.
Nobody's gonna watch.
And if somebody wants to,
it's
murder
madness.
Bro,
he's here right now
call.
Too.
Doug knows. Doug, any other final thoughts about Gen Con other than killing Fro?
Kill Josh, man.
Fair enough. All right. Retro DBZ card game. Play it or don't. It's fine either way.
Do play the Panini Z.
Do play the new
it's
game we talked about.
And better designed. And
Google
Panini.
Google Panini DBZ, and it'll show you information about that card game.
It might even give you a link to Retro, but so be it.
Just weed through it. It'll be fine.
Or
it's
don't
fine.
Play it.
Every day.
It doesn't make any sense. There's cards everywhere. Things just it was a mess.
That's
I don't even
awesome.
Know. I watched a whole game and know nothing more.
Sure. So the brain's voicing a contrary opinion, but I'm fine with that too. if you don't really like card games, it's probably not for you. If you have some interest in card games, check it out.
Get your friend to build your decks.
No, that is.
If you don't like deck building, but like playing
decent.
Games,
sure.
That's my advice.
Make friends with someone on the internet and make them make you decks.
Yeah,
bro.
Perhaps us.
Your keys and that burp were like crystal clear.
Right,
they hit me right in the dome.
Don't drunk people. Don't do it.
Okay, Lorraine. Anything else other than the Dragon Ball Z card game being incomprehensible?
I don't know. There's always a lot of cool free stuff. If you're interested in that?
So you're the freshest here. Do you have any other like any tips that you might give on Gen Con as someone who's relatively new to all this nonsense?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even like a big board game, card game person anyways. I'm not really sure why I'm here, but there's always a lot of really cool stuff in the dealer room.
Yeah,
if you even just like window shopping or like to buy maybe slightly overpriced random things from everywhere. If you have a bunch of old trading cards, you can sell those in to various different stores for a decent chunk of money.
Like,
they're good. They're not. Probably not. It's fun to hang out with friends. Indianapolis is super cool. There's tons
there
of stuff
go, yeah.
everywhere.
Indianapolis. Shout outs to Indianapolis. That city's all right. This
smells,
city's all right.
But it's all right.
Detroit, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Sure,
all
yeah.
Right.
That also bears repeating. Like, everybody here is from Michigan, from various areas around
We've
Metro Detroit. We've
experienced the Detroit.
If you want to play Yomi, email me in Michigan, and we'll play Yomi together.
And if you want to fight, just bring.
And if you live in Melvindale, I'm sorry.
That's
we all are.
That's a given. That's just a fact. Phil, any final thoughts?
That say the only other thing is that Gen Con is a really good place to go people watching.
That's true. Yes. That's the one thing that Lorraine maybe left off her list of, like,
that is true.
Even if you're not into cardboard games, if you just want to be around, like, a strange atmosphere and kind of do a little anthropological research on the human
condition.
There
are some pretty interesting and really cool, like, cosplays here and there, and then there are terrible ones.
No, especially interesting because most of the people there are normally really introverted, but because they're around people with similar interests,
slash
they suddenly try to become extroverted, and it doesn't always become an easy transition. Side note, we saw someone, or some of us saw someone, propose to someone else who was dressed as Catwoman. In a
while
room
he
with
was dressed as Riddler.
Thousands of people, and he was dressed as Riddler. He said,
"Yes,
awesome."
Oh, yeah,
and she said, "Yes,
forbidden."
Congratulations!
Yeah, whoever you guys are out there, if you're listening, which you're not, but if you are,
congratulations.
We wish you many happy years of marriage. Frozen drunkenness is continuing.
It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's
He's
getting out of hand.
He's threatening to break the things on the table.
Yeah, yes. So I'm gonna call this. But like I said, this is a weird experiment that we're trying out. I'm hoping to kind of keep up on it and continue getting better because I'm sure that
maybe
my
have
audio
topics next
yeah.
time.
Sure,
make any
yeah.
roster changes.
Maybe
that
and not have people running
necessary.
On like 8 to 10 hours of sleep for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Machi Koro.
What the fuck?
Like, how could
you understand
make a
doing?
Game which is hotly
putting
like,
that
desired
on my neck
what
and
it?
Have it come out
it
2 weeks after Gen Con and not
it's
have product to sell
cold.
At Gen Con.
Hit you in the neck.
What are you thinking?
Same thing for Panini.
There you go. Yep.
Shout outs to Jasco for premiering a set that does not exist and is not in the country.
Charging me way too much for Mega Man trading cards of dubious quality.
Your board game's bad.
UFS
you
is
wasted
trash,
a property.
Suck a dick.
Oh my god.
But the Mega Man playmats.
Congratulations to the homeless person you hired to do the art.
They're very strange. So many bad touches in that Mega Man card game art.
They are a little rapey. No, I was not expecting that, but opening up those Mega Man card game cards.
Both Proto Man and Mega
are,
Man.
Yeah,
it's
Dr.
no
Wily
good.
Dr. Wily and Dr. Light are bad people after looking at those cards. It's not good.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Alright, yeah, this whole thing has gone off the rails, but that's fine. I love it. We will try to do this again. Thank you if anyone listens. If you have questions, comments, or you would like to let me know...
We
how
may
terribly,
read
how
emails.
How terribly
next
produced
time.
This show is. Yeah. You can email us. You can come to the website. It's cubicorngames.com. You can email us at podcast@cubicorngames.com. I promise I will read them. I will probably reply, but you're not going to
email
forward
any
fine.
Commentary to me.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send stuff to Gabe. He's,
thank you.
He will be
just
my
Gabe.
He will be my secretary, apparently, for
podcast
now
secretary.
Until he gets bored doing it.
And he'll put them all into a folder where no one will read them.
I'll read them.
Yep. Gabe will read all of your feedback, everybody.
Gabe.
Okay. We'll read it on live.
It's true.
Internet.
Awesome.
Hashtag internet.
Thank you, everyone, and good night.
It's been
night,
real.
Internet.
For Gabe,
sweet dreams.
Gabe, Phil, Lorraine, yeah. Doug, and Fro in the corner. Fro continuing
drunk
to be more
Fro.
Drunk. My name is Dustin. I'm Dustin Morbido. This was the Cubicorn Games Podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in as we continue to get better at making this mess.
Bye.